You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get a little football in the mix. The production will tell us the direction we're going. It's football today.
Yes, we're going to do some college football here.
Okay.
And The Athletic put together a little list here. I'm not going to go through all 100.
All 100 in 8 minutes.
It is the top rivalries in college football.
Do you want me to guess?
Right now, initially, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through what Michigan State is involved with and what Michigan is, and then I'll go through the top 20.
Okay, those are boring, by the way.
65, MSU, Penn State.
Too high.
Okay.
It's not a rivalry. It's artificial. It has the ugliest trophy that no one really wants in their trophy cabinet, not that State's capable of getting it in their cabinet. I've never believed in the land-grant thing. I'd say no to this. It wouldn't even qualify as a rivalry.
Then number 51 is Michigan and Minnesota.
Oh, the jug.
Yeah.
Again, the problem is like one team never wins it. Is there really hatred? Do Michigan fans even know Minnesota's their rival? It's too high. Rivalries have to be based on hatred,
correct,
and competitive balance.
Correct. At 47, you have Michigan and Penn State.
That's too low. I think Michigan and Penn State, there is absolutely a healthy dislike, especially with Key and Peele as their head coach over there. They've gotten into it in the tunnel. They've had dramatic games, meaningful games. I don't think the fan bases like each other. That, to me, would be more in the top 25 range.
Number 45 would be Michigan State and Notre Dame.
Shouldn't be on the list because they don't play. This was a top 25 rivalry. Steeped in tradition. Geographically relevant, driving distance. Yes, some of the best games of my life have been Michigan State, Notre Dame. Road trips, the home games. Yes, Little Giants was fun. The overtime win with Jason Teague. But they don't play because Rico ruined the sport.
Yeah, he ruined the sport.
But if they played, top 25. The fact that they don't, hell, take it off the list. Incomplete.
And we will get to some more Michigan and Michigan State involved rivalries in a second. Let's start at number 20 here. You're going to laugh at this one, guys. Harvard-Yale. 20th best rivalry in college football.
Harvard-Yale is like when soccer guy tries to tell you about their sport. I get made fun of for Army-Navy. At least it's Division I and with athletes. I mean, who wants to watch the Nerd Bowl? I'm going to say no to Harvard.
Yeah, not at all. Number 19 is Kansas and Missouri.
Oh, well, the wagon wheel.
But they don't play each other anymore.
Yeah, again, this was a Big 8, Big 12 thing. And it was a rivalry, albeit Kansas couldn't get up off the floor most years. I'll allow it, but David, they don't play.
Well, you mentioned how Michigan State and Notre Dame don't play anymore, so incomplete. Well, at 18, you have Michigan and Notre Dame on this list.
And again, I would have that as a top 10 rivalry if they still played. It's brand name. It's dislike. It's relevant games. tradition, driving distance, all of it, the fight songs, the whole bit. They don't play. But hold on, can I just allow me this 10 seconds, okay? This is why I've grown to hate the sport. Look what we're talking about. How many of these rivalries so far, and I go, asterisk, they don't play no more. This is like talking about dead Hollywood actors. I mean, it's depressing. Go ahead.
You're exactly right. So this next one here, this one's for you, Kenny, because we were talking behind the glass. I gave you what the list
Georgia, Florida.
And you asked about Georgia. How many are on there?
Well, Georgia Tech.
At 17, you have Auburn and Georgia.
Again, though, I mean, this list is really going to be predicated to me based on who's actually good and how long have this rivalry been competitive for.
Here's what I'd like to do. This is fun, and we'll do this today. I want to do a real rivalry ranking before the season, some slow summer day. And Kenny is right. To qualify for this list, you must play. This enough of dead guy theater.
Because I'd expect Georgia and Florida to be on this list, but Florida hadn't been any good for a while now.
So, no, but there is a tradition. The neutral side of it.
It's ranking based on what carries more weight.
Yeah, and at least they play.
At number 16, teams that do play, Michigan and Michigan State.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Eight.
Little high. Do I think it has been a good rivalry? Yes. Now there's multiple factors. There's three. Cheating scumbags, one team that wets the bed and can't get out of said bed, Michigan State. And then, look, the whole thing's toxic. It's not even fun anymore. I mean, it's just gotten stupid. So I would say little high until MSU can figure out how to stop wetting the bed.
Okay, so I'm going to skip down to number 12 because the other ones here at 15, 14, and 13, teams suck.
Let me hear them.
15, they just started playing again. That's Texas A&M.
14, okay, no, you got to leave that one.
But they just started playing again.
Yeah, but that's a good version of Michigan State.
Okay. 14 is USC, UCLA. They both suck, so it doesn't matter.
All that game's good for, best uniform game of the year.
Correct.
Because they both wear the dark jerseys.
And the picture's right there next to the game.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful picture there. 13, I'm skipping that, is Alabama and LSU.
Why would you skip that? How dare you?
Because I wanted to get to this one. This is the one that Kenny really cares about at number 12, Georgia, Florida.
I'm putting LSU Bama above it.
I would too.
Yeah, me too. One of the teams has to be competitive for this to be a real. I'm not trying to slander the rival, but
you better be careful. You're going to lose them this year.
You think so?
I do.
I'll take a lunch bet on that.
I'm Team Lagway. Okay, yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. I got to go with our man Napier.
So let's get into the top 10 here. 10, Minnesota, Wisconsin.
Stop. What is that? The pig? Or no, that's the battle axe.
No, that's the battle axe.
Yeah, whatever it is. Nobody cares. The games are unwatchable. These dairy-eating losers. No, that should not be in the top 10. That's ridiculous.
At 9, Florida State. It used to be, but not anymore.
That's a little much for me. That's a little high.
At number 8, Ohio State and Penn State.
Yes. Absolute dislike. High-level games, high-level atmosphere. Egregious amounts of beard dye from Ryan Day. Yes.
At 7, Miami, Florida State.
No, get it. Stop. Miami doesn't even have fans. That's ridiculous.
At 6, Nebraska, Oklahoma.
Yeah, too bad they don't play. They're not in the same conference. It's a joke. Used to be, not anymore.
At 5, USC, Notre Dame.
Yes,
they will
shillelagh.
Not play in the next few years, right? Or after this year or something like that.
If we're basing it on the fact that they still have been playing.
True.
Yes, it's classic, dating all the way back to when Notre Dame, you know, oh, trains have been invented and we'll go play in L.A. I like all that stuff. Uniform game, elite brands, yes.
So I skipped through and Kenny looked at me and asked me, he said, did you miss Army-Navy? I did not, because at 4, Army-Navy. Is it too high?
No. I mean, it's look, if you're telling me it's going to look like Alabama-LSU, it's not. But it's the height of disdain, but also ultimate respect. It's the opposite of Michigan and Michigan State. And these guys are doing something bigger than football. And I like it. I like the patriotism of it. I like the uniforms. I'm fine with it.
If you want to tell me it's top 10, top 15, I have no issue with it.
Okay.
But top 5?
No, I'll compromise.
That's a little.
Kenny, I will compromise with you. I also think they don't deserve their own Saturday anymore.
That's true.
They need to fall in line. We're not going to hold the play up for you guys. I'll tell you what. Backload it between 8 and 12. Done? Deal's made. Drop the gavel. Sold.
So the top 3 all make sense. You can mix them up, change them, whatever. Oklahoma, Texas, 3.
Yes.
Auburn, Alabama, 2.
Yes.
Michigan, Ohio State, 1.
No.
Yes.
I disagree with that, but that's fine.
But again, you can mix them up. I think all 3 games, it doesn't matter what the record is.
The fact that they play, the fact that they dislike each other, the fact that the games now are again relevant. For a while they weren't. I don't know that Michigan OSU is the best one. I still think it's got to be an SEC game like a Bama-LSU or an Iron Bowl. Man, you got people poisoning trees over those games. It's just different. But yes, it should be in the top 10, and I'm not going to quibble. Where's BYU in Utah for the Beehive boot? What the hell?
BYU.
TCU, SMU for the skillet.
BYU in Utah is number 28 on the list.
I know, I'm just busting.
Yeah, they're not going to be top 20.
Come on.
At all. That is your college football blitz.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.